Welcome back to the AIE podcast. So today, before we continue, I will not be posting a leak video this weekend. I might post something else next weekend, but due to the amount of hate I got in jokes. Obama, dude, I was just joking, okay? I was just joking. Seriously though, I realize I have a lot of work that I really need to catch up on, so I won't even be able to, because all the work, you know, I thought I was just chilling, and then all the work was just like, slam, you, get that, take that, and I was like, dang it. So, today is just a quick story time on the time I kind of, ruined, let's just call it the day I ruined my friend's popsicle. So, I hope you're excited for the story as much as I am. And sorry for the weird audio cuts. I don't know what's happening. It's just some weird audio cut that happened. But hope you still enjoy. And we'll have a short break and get straight into it. Interesting story about... let's not spoil it. So, we're at a... pool, I think. Guys, my memory's kind of bonkers on this story, but we're at a pool. We have a guy named MVAC. It was MVAC's birthday. It was a while back. And I was there with Obama. Marzin's really important to the story. Marzin. I gotta say sorry to him on the podcast. Marzin. We had Amdo. We had Bean. We had David. There were a lot of people there. There were a lot more people, but I don't really remember. So we were all chilling, and then they bring out popsicles. You know, as a kid, who doesn't love popsicles? I love popsicles. Kids love popsicles. Even nowadays, I love popsicles. Like, who doesn't love the sweet flavor of the popsicle? Man, I sound weird, but we're eating popsicles, and I'm eating it. I don't know why, but, like, I was kind of just, like, swerving around, kind of like I was drunk, actually. I kind of can't explain it like that, but I was just ravaging, just moving, like, whatever. I was just, like, moving all over, like, stumbling and that. I was eating my popsicle, and then Marzin, he's at the edge of the pool. His eyes just closed for one tiny second. And I bump into him, like, splat. And then he's like, And, you know, we can leave the story for jokes. So what happens was, I push him, not intentionally, and then he starts tripping up. And then he sees the pool, he's about to fall in. And I don't know if this was smart or dumb, but he drops his popsicle forward as he's, like, falling. Like, it was super dramatic, because to me it felt like slow-mo. Like in those movies where they can't hold on. No, and then they fall. The popsicle was what he was holding on to. And for me, in real time, it kind of just felt like slow motion. Just falling, ugh. He drops into the pool, but he was in swimming trunks, so it was fine. And he just splat, the splashing noise. And then what happens next, I don't know, honestly, how to explain it, but the popsicle is falling. To me, it's kind of in slow motion, as I've already said. And I was trying to catch it, you know, like an NFL wide receiver. I'm going to try to dive for it, you know? Because onto the grass, and I realized that would have been a dumb idea. I know, in real time, I really just use my brain, because I'm big brain. But really, I'm not. I just let it fall. I did nothing. I didn't even stop the landing or anything. It falls, and then it falls onto, like, just dirt. It was disgusting. I felt really bad, and then all my friends were like, "What happened, guys? What happened?" And then Marta's like, "Bro, what was going on?" And Marzin was like that. And I was like, kind of hard to explain. Really just hard to explain. And also during that period, I think we did some sort of like cold water bucket challenge. I don't know if this was before or after. I think it was for sure before. And then we just poured it on ourselves. It was really goofy. I'll be honest, I don't know why Martin isn't just like putting this in my face, like, bro. Like whenever he talks to me, like, you gotta pay me something, and I'm like, why? He could be just like, you pushed me in the pool. I dropped that beautiful popsicle. I think there weren't even any more popsicles left. There may have been. I might just be making this more dramatic than it actually is. But, you know, that's how stories are supposed to be told. So, this was a bit of an awkward episode, but I had a lot I want to talk about. And I hope you guys enjoyed. And we'll be back tomorrow. So, peace out, bingo gangers. And sorry for the rape. Bye.